Do folks around here drink coffee in the morning? Is that what most people drink?
Yeah.
Do they ever have a... is that something y'all drank growing up, too? When you were little?
No, we didn't drink coffee when I was little. No, we drank mostly milk.
Okay.
Milk.
Did they, do you remember when you were growing up if they had kind of sweet cakes? Did your mother bake any sweet kind of cakes that you would eat in the morning? Or did you mostly have biscuits?
No, she'd bake, well, she baked a bread one time. She called sweet bread.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about.
She'd eat that, and then she'd bake little muffin-like things that were sweet.
Okay, yeah.
Cupcakes.
I wanted to ask you some about the farm. How big was your farm that y'all had?
Over there?
Well, the one y'all had.
Here?
Yeah, the one where you worked. Yeah.
This where one. I was when I was little?
No, the one now. The one you worked when 20, you were...
About 21 acres here now.
Okay.
Before we got left.
How big was it? What was the biggest it ever was? How much land?
This place, 34 acres.
34, okay.
That over there, when I was a kid, that was an 80, then we finally got 172. Mm. Bought some more and made it.
Big place.
172 acres. Mm. Variegated farm. Mm.
What kind of fences do the people in this area use on farms?
Well, they use barbed wire. Okay. And woven wire. Mm. Keep the calves in.
Do they use any fences that are just made of wood? They don't have any barbed wire or woven wire in them?
Not very many. You see a board trail once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But outside fences are all...
I just wondered what you would call like the fence out in front of your house.
That's a rail fence.
A rail fence, okay.
Mm-hmm. I just put that in there for look.
Not to keep any cows in.
I wouldn't keep anything, really.
You mentioned corral. What is a corral?
It's by your barn where you keep, drive them up in the corral to keep them in so you can get them in to milk them and go on.
So cows?
Cows or calves. You keep calves in there and feed them out.
Would you call the same kind of pen for horses, would you call it a corral too?
Horse corral.
Okay.
Have a horse corral and a cow corral.
Okay. And the area out beyond the house and the barn where the cows graze, what would you call that?
Pasture.
And how about an area where you're growing crops? What would it be called? Just
farm ground.
Farm ground. Ever call it a field?
Fields, yeah. Different fields of different crops, yeah.
Okay. Did y'all grow most of your own feed for your home?
Yeah.
You didn't buy much of it.
Didn't buy much. We grew most of our own feed. Even when we raised so many hogs, her and I, we raised a lot of our feed, and then we bought off another farm, too. Mm. We had our own grinder, we mixed our own supplement. And
that's when we lived over on the big farm,
yeah.
Not here.
Now, when did y'all move from there over to here?
52. But we still farmed. Eddie still went back over and farmed.
I farmed it 2 years after that.
I see. My uncle has a hog farm. 400 head hogs.
They raise hogs different than they used to.
Yeah.
I raised hogs for I don't know how many years. Never vaccinated a hog. And you know why? Whenever we had a veterinary, keep them away from the hogs. Don't have them for the hogs. Never had colic. Never.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. My dad told me that. If you have a veterinary out, for cows or anything, don't let them go near the hogs. That's the way you get colic.
The veterinary gives it to them?
Well, I carry it from one to
I see.
Place to another.
I see. He carries
the
disease
around.
No, I'm fine.